For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. Officials in Kunming say order has now been restored following Saturday's deadly terrorist attack. The assault by suspected Xinjiang separatists left 29 people dead and over 130 others hurt. A group of attackers launched an assault on Kunming's main railway station on Saturday evening, randomly attacking passengers waiting for their trains. Officials in Yunnan's capital say security at the local airport has since been beefed up as a result of the attack. Operations at the train station have now returned to normal. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the deadly terrorist attack at the Kunming railway station. The Security Council's statement is urging all countries to cooperate actively with governments in fighting terrorism. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has also condemned the terrorist attack, saying he hopes those responsible will be brought to justice. The Chinese government has issued a new statement calling for a peaceful solution to the political upheaval in Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the Chinese government is deeply concerned with the situation and says it will be closely watching the developments in Ukraine. The Foreign Ministry says the Chinese government will also stick to the principle of non-interference in any country's internal affairs and will respect the independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. The final preparations are underway for this year's session of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC. The session is set to open later this afternoon at the Great Hall of the People here in Beijing. CPPCC spokesperson Liu Xinhua says the Secretariat has already received 990 proposals from its members. Liu says one of the likely hot-button issues at this year's session will be air pollution. This comes after severe air pollution shrouded a large swathe of China, including the capital, Beijing, for about a week last month. Chinese aircraft carrier, the Liaoning, has left its home port of Qingdao for tests and training missions. The journey is the first outing for the Liaoning this year. The Chinese Navy says this is part of their regular testing of the Liaoning. The Liaoning is China's only aircraft carrier in operation. It was refitted from an unfinished model from the former Soviet Union. The Pakistani government has announced it is suspending airstrikes against Taliban militants. The decision comes a day after the government of Pakistan announced a one-month unilateral ceasefire. Pakistani military forces launched airstrikes on several Taliban positions last month, following a number of Taliban attacks and a deadlock in the peace process. The South Sudanese government says the country's oil production has dropped by nearly 30% since late last year. This comes against the backdrop of the fighting between government forces and rebels. Rebel militants loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar are still controlling Bantio, the capital city of Unity State, where 45,000 barrels are produced a day. The United Nations estimates the recent fighting in South Sudan has left thousands dead and forced almost 70,000 others from their homes. LG is reportedly considering building an electric vehicle battery plant here in China. LG currently supplies electric car batteries for General Motors, Volt and Renault cars. LG Chem runs a factory in Nanjing, producing small batteries for smartphones and other mobile devices. The company's general manager says the firm is looking at not only Nanjing, but other sites for a potential factory. China's finance ministry has extended its subsidy program for electric-powered vehicle purchases beyond 2015. Chinese automaker Geely has acquired British electric vehicle startup Emerald Automotive for an undisclosed price. A spokesperson for Geely says the acquisition should help the company boost its ability to generate next-generation taxis, including electric taxis. Geely has plans to develop new energy vehicles for a London taxi company, but is also looking to engage with taxi fleets in other markets, including China. Media reports are suggesting Apple is planning to launch its first in-car operating system with Ferrari, Mercedes-Benz and Volvo. Internal sources within the company say an official announcement will be made at the coming week's Geneva Motor Show. A number of other manufacturers are expected to incorporate it into their models this year as well. Roger Federer has claimed his sixth crown at the Dubai Championships after beating Tomas Berdych in the final over the weekend. The Swiss player had a big win over Novak Djokovic in the semi-finals, but played a shaky first set in the final matchup. He regained momentum in the second and defeated third-seeded Berdych 3-6, 6-4, 6-3. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.